Hello, everyone.
Hi.
It's Sharon and Montez, but today we also have a very special guest joining us.
Wait, Sharon, who is our special guest?
I think he should just introduce himself.
Okay, special guest, why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, everyone. My name is Alvin. Yeah, I'm a friend of Sharon Montez, and I'm really happy to be here today.
We're excited to have you. You're our first guest.
Yes.
And our podcast is called All My Friends Are Thoughts. We are not, you know, lying about the fact that we have friends who are thoughts. And Alvin is our proof. He's the first example of many more exciting friends to join us during our thoughtivities.
Yes, Alvin, thank you for being our guinea pig. You guys have not seen this, but like right before this, I was more neurotic than usual about getting us up and running. I was like, check, check, record, check.
Understandably check. So. You want to make sure all the, you know, nuts and bolts are tight and well oiled.
Yes, and now here we are.
We're ready.
So excited.
Oh my God, I am so excited. It's my pleasure to be here.
Yes, yeah. Alvin was one of our OG fans.
Yes!
Listeners, not even fan. I don't even think we have fans, but we just have friends that listen to us.
Honestly.
Well, I was a fan, but I thought you guys had one episode.
I guess that's what makes you like a real dedicated fan.
Alvin had a real ass suggestion, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
He was like, are you guys still uploading on SoundCloud? Because...
And I was like, girl, we been hung that up because it was too difficult, right?
Yeah, it was... Well, okay, here's the thing. So SoundCloud doesn't... Like, it gives you 180 minutes for free.
Okay.
But after that, you have to pay $10 a month. And I just wasn't willing to pay $10 a month at that point.
Is that per upload or per...
So for like, I don't know, maybe like... 3 hours a month or something. So you're paying to like for them to host your shit.
I see.
Yeah. And so I was like, I just don't want to do this. So
no.
Yeah. Okay. So we decided to go with another host and yeah, everyone, we're not on SoundCloud anymore. I'm sorry.
Oh my
god. It's good to be on podcast.
We're on so many other things. Just go to at Liberated Thoughts. Yeah. We have a ton of our platforms. That's our Twitter at Liberated_Thoughts.
Mm-hmm,
I'll put it in the show information thing. But yeah. So anyways,
wait, let me just say, I bookmarked the SoundCloud, and I checked back regularly. I was like, oh, when is Sharon and Montez going to sort of upload?
Ghosted.
And I was like, because I really liked the first episode, and I wanted to hear more.
Thank you.
And I don't know how to use iTunes. I know
an iPhone?
I have an iPhone.
Alvin.
But I don't have iTunes. I'm sure I have iTunes, but I don't know how to use it.
I'm going to be honest. Yes. I don't use the iTunes app at all either, because I have Apple Music and the podcast app, which is what I'm... listening to for the most part, so I don't need to go to the iTunes store at all.
Wait, I use the podcast app religiously. Like I use it every single day.
I don't have the app.
No, it comes with your phone.
It's an
automatic download.
You don't even know the app.
Okay,
y'all get with it. Google has all the answers.
Oh my god. Okay.
So, anyways, now we know we have to be better about this. Okay, sorry everyone.
But you heard it here first, and now like many more times, SoundCloud a no-go.
Exactly.
So SoundCloud, you have to pay, but iTunes and everything else, it's free.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No. Okay. So here's like, I'll like nerd out.
Give us the rundown.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So basically, so this is what happens. You upload your podcast to a server that hosts the audio.
Okay.
And it costs money to like host it. So you have to pay. So SoundCloud, you have to pay for that. And I think it's like worse for podcast because of the way that they price it, it's like per minute, and podcasts are much longer than a song. So artists who do songs can get away with like 100 songs and they'll never hit their limit. But if you're uploading a 60-minute podcast episode every like other week, then you're gonna run into issues. So we chose something else that was like free, so you could host unlimited podcast episodes. So that's Anchor. That's like our co-publisher. And then you have an RSS feed that you submit to Apple Podcasts, and then they will update it and host it on their own. But they're, I guess host is the wrong word, but they will like let users engage with the media through their platform.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Or you lost me somewhere when you said RSS.
I've seen that somewhere online. Whoa. Okay. So everyone, I also just learned this process for the first time.
Yes,
so,
you're welcome, everyone.
Thank you, Sharon, our technical whiz.
Thank you, Sherry.
You're welcome.
Wow.
You're welcome. We wouldn't exist, you know, without her and her abilities.
I know we're going off topic a little. We haven't even started our topics, but can I ask you this? You guys aren't making money off of this, right?
I mean,
if y'all want to...
Hit me up. I'm ready.
If y'all want to sponsor us with legit sponsorships or with just like some coin that you personally are donating from your pocket, we will also attach our Cash Apps and Venmos to the podcast information.
We do this out of the bottom of our hearts. You know, we're just out here to share and discuss about us. Okay, honestly, the reason I do this is because I'm not on any other social media, so this is the only way my friends can like engage with me unless they straight up like contact me.
Yeah. So talk on the phone like or see it, yeah. Sharon or listen to All My Friends With Thoughts.
Exactly.
Wait, you're not on anything?
We're
friends on things.
That's true. We message. Okay. Actually, oh my God. I love Facebook Messenger. Love Facebook Messenger.
Oh.
It's one of my favorite apps to use.
It's super easy. It's just too invasive with your data, but what isn't at this point?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Like, so I have Facebook, but I just like, I never personally update. I'm not on Instagram. I'm not on Snapchat. I'm on Twitter.
You're
and
a
I
lurker.
Check it religiously, but I'm a lurker. The shade.
But
the
you're a what?
Shade.
A lurker.
Oh, okay.
So she lurks. She
only.
So you don't tweet,
rude.
But you read other people's stuff.
Exactly. She likes. Do you retweet
okay,
things?
But literally, this is me living the energy of why be anything when you can just be quiet. I'm just quiet.
Oh, wait. Like, I love... You just, like, spew that out. I love that.
It's like
what?
A t-shirt. It's like, why be transphobic, misogynistic?
Why be racist?
Like, you know, like, homophobic, everything.
Yeah.
And you could just be quiet. And that's not to say that I'm either of
those
things.
I was about
things.
To say, Sharon, none of those things even, like, are needed as disclaimers for you or, like... restrictions, but you're like, I'm just gonna be quiet because if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at
exactly.
all. Basically,
I'm just like, there's enough, like, people don't, I'm like, not contributing anything worthwhile, really, like, when I think about it, except for in forms like this. So I'm not like, I just rather be quiet and not add to like all of the shit when I could just
watch the shit.
I'd rather
eat your popcorn.
Yeah.
That's real.
Are you on social media? Like,
I am, and I talk a lot. So I'm glad to bring this up. But I think what you're saying is right. Is on the dot. It's you want to absorb things, right? And then when you do have something sort of worthwhile, when you have something worthwhile saying, then you should say when you do.
Exactly.
I didn't word that right, but
exactly. No. Like, that's exactly what I'm trying to say.
And I definitely think Twitter can be one of those social media platforms in particular, and Facebook, where you can just say any goddamn thing that comes to your mind, and that's fine. You have free speech, whatever. Mm-hmm. Say whatever you want.
I guess.
But sometimes people just like really tweet or Facebook status things that people really don't need to be reading.
No.
Like, you really could have just kept that to yourself.
And okay, so here's my thing. Like, that's not to say I'm not tempted. Like, sometimes I want to say something. I'm like, this shit is fucking genius. Like, I literally have drafts.
Yes! I'm like, I'm going to see your drafts. I want to see your Twitter drafts.
I want to check that out later.
Oh my God, I should have my phone. I have shit that I've, like, wanted to tweet. I'm literally going to go get it because I really don't think I'll ever have a chance to share it.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I've had stuff I wanted to say, but I just think that if I started the trend, I would didn't know where to draw the line with myself, and I don't even want to like toe it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, because I think for me it's easy for me to be like to just compulsively do things and like and then start feeling this stress or this need to do things, and I just don't want to do it. So
same.
That's why I'm not on it, because I know it's gonna get complicated.
I love how you're sort of like nibbing it at the bud before it gets out of control, right?
Know yourself.
Yeah.
Know your limits. Know what will be good for you and what will not be good for you, and, you know, adjust yourself accordingly.
Exactly.
That's what growth is.
Growth. Yes. But that's where I get all my memes. I love Twitter, actually.
Yeah.
Like,
I love
get
Twitter
all
too.
All my memes.
Yeah.
My
from
fave
Twitter.
Of the apps.
And so we're just sort of repeating that again. It's like, we don't need a. People don't need to hear your word vomit, right?
Yeah.
Unless it's like important.
Or if it's funny.
Yeah.
Or if you don't care that you're word vomiting.
Yeah.
And you're using whatever as your personal diary, and the people that you follow and that follow you are okay with that, then hey, live your life,
right,
bitch.
Yeah.
Live your life.
Honestly,
I'm not gonna stop you.
I feel like such a grandma because I don't even know how to check my drafts.
So,
on Twitter.
Like, pretend that you're tweeting. So,
okay.
Like, write a tweet.
Just to let you know, sure.
And then drafts is right.
Her phone.
Yeah, she grabbed her phone, and I'm giving her a play by play of instructions on how to access her drafts
where?
On Twitter.
Where is it?
So,
I didn't know you could draft things
on
Twitter.
Mm-hmm. It's the little, paper, pen looking thing.
Oh my God.
Or the quill.
Okay. You guys need to teach him how to draft things on Twitter.
Okay, I only have four. I only have four. These are really good, actually. Okay, the first one. I don't know when I wrote these. These have been over the course of 4 years.
Okay, first of all. And Montez will judge whether or not you should actually tweet them or whether it was right for you to draft them.
Oh my god, that's so good.
Let's do that.
Okay. This is our opener. Okay. This is our opener.
Okay, okay. My mom is so good at cooking, she knows when crab is ready based off of smell alone.
Okay, Montez, what do you think?
I think you should tweet that because your mom actually is a really good cook.
She's turned.
Honestly, I would never know the difference between a freshly like cooked crab and like an overcooked crab. Are you joking?
I don't know either. She just smelled that shit. Okay.
I agree. Tweet. That's a tweet. Boom. Because okay, that starts a conversation.
I tweeted a lot worse or less relevant shit.
Yeah.
Okay, my second one. Looking up how to steam milk for lattes, and the descriptions are so erotic, I thought it was satire. It was like, pull it up and down until it froths.
Okay.
like you're milking a cow.
That's tweet.
Sharon, I'm done with you.
That's tweet.
Okay, the next one. Oh, this one's so bad. Okay. Why am I listening to Porter Robinson at 12:15 a.m.? I'm trying to go to sleep, not turn the fuck up.
Real. But this was probably from like junior year in college.
No, embarrassingly, probably like 2 years ago. I was a really big Porter Robinson fan. Okay. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Don't be embarrassed.
For me, that's a draft.
That's a draft. You're right.
Only because I also don't know who Porter Robinson is. I imagine he's an artist, but
I mean, I think that's like relevant, but
no, I think I meant it ironically, and ironic doesn't always work. You know what I'm saying?
But you still tweet it anyway, and people who get the irony, you know, they'll get it, they'll sort of support. People who don't will question it, and then you just block them. No, you just ignore them.
So Montez will retweet that.
Do you block people ever?
I only block people who, like, are annoying and spam, usually. Like, if they're responding to something that I said to someone else, and then they're just, like, tagging onto it. Like, oh, if I tweet, like, Shea Coulee, for example, like, oh, I loved Cocky, I think you're great. Bitch, you should have won season 9. And then some racist Twitter bot comes in like, no,
what?
Sasha Velour deserve to win. All white queens deserve it over black queens. Oh, then that will get you a quick block, bitch. Like, don't come in my mentions with that bullshit.
Oh my god.
Yes.
No.
And people, yes, there are so many like racist bots on Twitter that just
really
are ran
Do
by.
Do you get Twitter bots too? Mm-hmm. What?
Mm-hmm. I've only had to block one person. I don't remember quite the context, but it was someone that was very racist. Yeah.
Oh my god.
I usually block racist bots. Yeah. That's usually it. I'm like, the rest of the stuff I usually can handle. I can handle that shit too, but I'm just like, I'd rather not. You're irrelevant anyway. I don't know you, so there's no productive discussion that can be taken from this. You just want to piss me off, and you did it, bitch. Now you're blocked. You happy?
Now you can't see me.
Goodbye.
Damn.
Goodbye. Yeah.
Okay. But you can also mute people on Twitter. I just recently started
doing that. You mute words. Celebrities and shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you can mute Kim Kardashian if you don't want to see any discussion of Kim Kardashian on your timeline.
So, like, the word Kim Kardashian just will
You can mute that. You can mute Donald Trump. So, maybe not block him if you want to go to his Twitter and see the stupid shit that he tweets sometimes. But if you don't want to see people retweet him onto your timeline, you can mute Donald Trump and then the retweets won't come up.
But do you know that he can't mute or block you? Or he can't
That's
block
recent,
you
yeah.
because of a new sort of court ruling. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
right?
Because he's a fucking president. Like, why is he? Oh my god,
he's such a piece of shit. We know that the country is going through a crazy time right now.
Man. Yes,
can't even imagine what a lot of folks and families are going through. So we're sending our love, and we hope that soon enough we won't have to deal with shit like this anymore.
Yeah.
I hope so too.
Thank you, Montez.
Yes.
That was good. Yeah.
That was very good.
And now that we, you know, had a little Twitter discussion and
wait,
Sharon brought out her drafts.
There was a fourth. I didn't know if I should have brought that one in. Okay, I want to hear it.
Now you got
to. Obviously hear how much my mom affects my life. In four, half of them have been about my mom. Okay. I think this one might be my best one. Oh, but I've hyped it up too much. Okay. Okay. I don't need to go to church because if I don't want to listen to a sermon, I'll just call my mom.
Ooh, definitely tweet. I would retweet it too.
Yeah. And I would be like, Mom, this is kind of why I don't really go to church because I can just call you if I want a sermon.
Dude,
straight up.
My mom fucking loves same. To tell me
same.
Shit.
Same. My mom will call me and be like, I want to pray for you. What can I pray for you about?
What?
Yeah.
What?
Nothing.
Yes, my mom.
Send me money.
I'm not. Yes.
I'll get on the phone and be
that
like, Mom,
correct.
Yes. just pray for me. I know you already know what I'm going through. I don't even have to say it. Just like, be there, do it. We did it. I'm good for like a month. And then she's like, oh wait, so did you go to church last month? No. We prayed over the phone. What you talking about? That was my church.
That was service for me.
Exactly. Thank you.
No, spiritually. Definitely you know. Good. A good tweet. Thank 10 you. Out of 10.
Thank you.
10 out of 10, definitely.
I would
definitely
retweet.
I want to see that on our
That might
line.
Be my only tweet then. Maybe I will actually tweet it and it'll be my only one.
And it could be the one that goes viral. Yeah. You never know when hoes go viral.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And then people start copying me. And then bots will start copying me.
Mm-hmm. People with tweet decks will start copying you so they can get hundreds of thousands of retweets. People do that. They steal original tweets and they use an app or like a platform called TweetDeck that gives you like faster... I guess it like elevates your audience so more people see it, and that's how a lot of tweets go viral. And a lot of the same people steal tweets and make them viral just, you know, for the clout, you know. So a lot of clout chasers out here.
Yeah, a lot of the viral tweets, they're not actually the ones that wrote it, huh?
No, a lot of them aren't the originals.
That is so interesting.
They were stolen from someone, usually black people or queer people. Mm.
Fuck that.
But I digress.
That's...
Can I say fuck? I just said fuck.
Oh.
Girl, I said
we be cursing up and down this podcast.
Really. Okay,
it's totally fine.
Okay.
No. I mark it as explicit.
Yeah.
This is an explicit... There's like, if you look at our podcast page, there's like a parental advisory thing below it. So people really know.
Yeah. You will know from the jump.
Oh my God. Well, we found a common ground. We all come from, I guess, Christian families.
No, my mom is... Okay.
Okay, wait, tell me.
My dad is quote-unquote Christian. Okay. I don't think he really is, but like, I'm not going to take that experience away from him, I guess. But
real.
I've never seen this bitch go to church in my life. We had like one Bible from a hotel. Like, it was a great... And my mom is like for real Buddhist, though. So
I'm
I identify as Buddhist. If I'm gonna do a religion, it's gonna be Buddhism. But like, it's all very loose, you know. Like,
yeah.
I don't really identify. Like, I don't really care.
Sometimes I hesitate to identify as a Christian because of all the weight that comes with that. As also a black queer person who's had a lot of trauma from the church, and then I'm just like, I'm a spiritual person.
Yeah.
I'm like technically a spiritual Christian, but then I'm like, the Bible was like fake or not fake. Mm-hmm. TBD.
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 That's a whole other topic.
That's a whole other topic.
That's interesting. I could talk on about this. Yeah.
You know what? Let's, you know, catch up on some of the things we've been up to the past few weeks since our last podcast release.
But first, let's do that after the break. We'll take a break and then we'll come back. We'll catch up and we'll catch up about ourselves, about pop culture, because shit's been popping off. And then we'll go into our thought topics.
Yes.
We have a good one for you all.
All right. Do I say bye?
Yeah.
Bye.
You can peace out. See you in a bit.
Goodbye, everyone.
Hi, y'all. We're back, and we're gonna, you know, just catch up on some of the things we've been up to the past few weeks since our last podcast release. What have y'all been up to?
Ooh, that's the question I usually ask.
I know, I wanted to switch it up.
Well, should we let our guest go first or should I go first?
We can be courteous hosts.
Oh, I don't mind if you go first.
No. Okay. You go first. You're the guest.
All right, I'll go first. Well, I will say I just switched out my chair because during the first session I was sort of moving a lot. It was creaking, so you won't hear those creaks anymore.
Apologies.
I quit my job 2 months ago. And I'm sort of just taking a break right now, taking classes and just enjoying my life, doing some local traveling.
Yeah.
Went to Mexico for the first time. It was a lot of fun.
Where in Mexico did you go?
Mexico City.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I was there for a little bit.
Incredible.
And I stayed in a hostel, which I'd never stayed at before. I'm more of a hotel guy.
Like, I'm bougie,
yes,
I know.
Yes,
but,
bitch.
You know.
I respect it. expected.
Was very nervous.
Expensive taste.
But it was a nice hostel. My friend, and I don't think it counts as a really, like, a real hostel
like
experience.
An authentic hostel experience.
Yeah, it was
hostels
way too
nice.
Hostels
are basically hotels sometimes.
Yeah.
Just multiple beds in one room.
Exactly.
With strangers.
I know, you can even get your own room, too.
Well, that's what we did. We got our own room. So we didn't share with strangers. So I don't know.
Oh, no, you still did a hostel.
That's still a hostel. I'm going to check it off. Mm-hmm. But that was a lot of fun, and I, just been really doing nothing. It's pretty boring,
so nice.
But I enjoy it,
I mean, having time to really focus on yourself after working for years, you deserve that.
Yeah.
I do deserve it. I've been going to shows a lot, too, and I saw Montez at one of them a few
years
ago.
Yes, I wanted to ask about this, actually.
Where? Should I talk about that? Do we want to discuss this?
Yes, I want to hear about it.
It's sort of a funny story, because I'm taking a class at that program, and they do shows sometimes. And I saw on my Facebook newsfeed that one of my high school friends is performing. So I reached out to her and I said, hey, I'm going to come and see you at the show because I am taking a class there. Mm-hmm. And I want to learn more about the program and sort of see what kind of work they put out.
Right.
And I came in, I gave her a hug. And I don't know if I told Montez the whole story, but I'm going to tell you now.
Okay, now I'm going to hear it.
So I came in, I gave Gabby, who's our friend, a hug. I was like, hey, it's good
to
see
you. Oh, wait,
that's
your mutual friend? So, you're the same friend?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Oh,
exactly.
My God.
Exactly.
Wait, you knew her from
high
school?
From high school, so I haven't
I met her through Facebook when I first moved here and was looking for housing.
And so that was Montez's first time meeting her in person.
Yes, two years after we, I guess, first met online.
What a small world.
I met her for the first time at Ships. Do you remember that night that we saw?
Yeah. Oh, that wasn't the first time you met her in person. So it was the second time.
Okay. And then she invited me to the show.
There we go. What's Ship? Can we talk about it?
Ships on the Night. It's this queer dance party that they have every first Saturday of the month at the New Parish in Oakland.
Mm-hmm. When's the next first Saturday? July.
Yeah, July.
Can we all go?
Yes!
Let's go. Let's go, bitch.
I'm down. Oh my gosh.
See, that's me unemployed. I'm down to do anything.
I love it.
Yes,
I love
as you should.
It. I love it.
Down for whatever.
So I gave Gabby a hug and then I walked up to get seated and I see someone waving at me and smiling at me and I said, oh, I don't know who this is. But this person's probably here to see Gabby, so he's from my high school. And so I give Montez a hug. I was like, oh, it's been so long since I've seen you. Imagine in my head, like, oh, 6 years.
But I
have to pretend that I know him.
But I was like, no, bitch, it has been a long time because the last time I saw you was at you and Sharon's mutual friend Sheree's party last year.
That's so funny.
So I'm like, oh, this. And I was there with my friend Shoddy, and we sat down, and Shoddy asked me, who's that? I'm like, oh, I think someone from my high school. Who's this? Your mutual high school friend. And then Montez comes to sit next to us, which I'm very happy about, because I always love
because we were talking across from each other. He was like, who are you here to see? I'm like, oh, I'm here to see Gabby. He's like, oh, I'm here to see Gabby. And I was like, wait.
Yeah.
Let me just stop talking across the aisle and come sit next to you, bitch.
So cute.
Yeah. And then I'm like, oh, how have you been? I'm trying to be very vague in my conversation because...
In retrospect, I'm realizing how vague you were because at the time I was just like, oh wow, like Alvin's so nice. And if I'm gonna be honest, I thought that your name was, what did I say that his name was? Oliver.
Okay, there
so
we go.
I was
so
like, I'm forgetting
okay.
Alvin's name.
I
knew there was a V. Yeah, I was like, we both were
exactly.
Running game.
That is so
and you
funny.
Learn that in recruiting because I used to be a recruiter. You just sort of have to be vague until you figure out. Mm-hmm. How you sort of know this person, and then you sort of brought up Sharon or James or someone. I was like, oh, this is not someone from my high school. This is Montez, and I remember you very distinctly then at that moment. And so there we go. But I have a very bad memory. It usually gets me a little bit to get started, but once I knew you were, I remember.
I'm the same way.
Yeah.
I'm like better with faces than I am with names.
Exactly, me too.
Like faces, experiences, places. Yes, names.
Same.
No.
I'm so bad at names, actually. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Even faces, honestly. I'm very bad at, actually, most.
Some bad memory.
I'm honestly, I'm just like, no new friends. Like, that's how I am.
I mean, same. I can't say that I'm not the same way.
I'm not really trying to talk to anyone.
It's hard, guys. Meeting new people, it's really difficult.
It is, yeah.
It's so hard, but, oh my God, okay. You guys want to hear something funny? So there's this like neighbor downstairs. He's my arch nemesis.
Oh,
literally, Montez is rolling his eyes because he knows the pain, but also because I talk about him, like only refer to him as my arch nemesis.
Mm-hmm.
And because he's always fucking playing
loud. He deserves
loud
the title.
He's playing loud music all the time. It's an apartment.
Ooh.
The walls are thin. And I've like, so he'll like run into me around the apartment and he'll smile at me and I do a really curt smile back, like pursed lips, like.
Like the white person smile, yeah, when I see a person of color.
Literally. It's oh like the, okay.
How do you know it's him playing the music and not someone else?
I knocked on his door once to tell him to turn it down, okay, literally. Okay. And he opened the door, he's like, oh, I'm sorry. And then he turned it down and I was like, oh my God. But then, okay, but my boyfriend decided to get lunch with him.
My boyfriend got enemy traitor.
That is betrayal. I was like, I can't believe this. When he told me that, I grabbed his arm and I was like clenching it. But apparently my arch nemesis, my neighbor, mm-hmm. brought me up and he was like, oh yeah, what's your girlfriend's name again? Like, she's really nice. And I was like,
I'm dead.
I'm a bitch. I don't understand. But that's my issue. I think people think I'm really nice, uh-huh. but I don't always want to be nice. Like, yeah. I don't always want to talk to people.
Like, no, I really want to just have you understand that I'm trying to read you.
I
want you to feel my wrath, but I'm smiling. So damn miscommunication.
Yeah. Oh wait, okay, but I want to hear about what the show was about because I heard it was really cool. Yeah. Sorry for that.
Wait, I want to go back to that real quick. I just want to know how Brennan and him got acquainted and how they're getting lunch. How did that happen?
Because they ran into each other in the fucking apartment.
And they said they want to get lunch together. Yeah, I will never do that.
Right?
That's so friendly.
Yeah, right? I guess Brennan's just very friendly.
It's because they're both
white.
He's
from the Midwest. Oh, okay. And he's white.
So they made that connection. Like, yeah. Yes. Okay.
They were like, oh, what's up? Okay.
They felt comfortable.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. I never tried to talk to that bitch, so.
I will never make a lunch date with anyone, like, I meet at my apartment building. That's just so bizarre.
Maybe I would if they're cool.
And they fucking met in San Francisco. And it's like, you don't live in San Francisco. I don't know.
Oh, they met in San Francisco.
Yeah, they had lunch there.
So, this is so I'm even more dead. This is too much for me.
Yeah. This experience is sort of like way out of our realities that we can't comprehend it.
I don't want to comprehend. Why? I don't want to know.
Wow. Okay.
Wow. I guess we're just not like...
No.
Friendly neighbors.
Unfriendly. Unfriendly thotties. The name of this episode is going to be Unfriendly Thotties.
That's fine. There we go. I will gladly take that.
Or Alvin and the Thought Monks. I thought of
that. Oh my God.
Wow. And they'll be like, what? And then they'll get it once
ready.
Oh, no. I'm here for it.
Okay. We'll decide. Wait, but back tell to me the, about show. The show. Tell
okay.
me about
Do you want to talk about it once?
Okay. Yeah. So I don't know if I have the exact like structure and like name of what it is, but is it like sketch comedy?
It's sketch comedy. Yeah.
Okay, so it's sketch comedy, and basically there are like 8 people sitting together doing a table read of different scripts, which we found out afterwards that they had just gotten those scripts like just before the show had started.
That's wild.
It really like it looked like they had all rehearsed for weeks for it because all the timing for the most part was on point. People were really funny. They like knew when to chime in. Gabby, who we were there to see, I personally think was the funniest person. Mm-hmm. Not even being biased.
100%,
like she was just her inflections when she was saying things, her facial expressions and her voice in general. She just did it.
Wait, and she was improvising the whole time?
So they were reading the script, but they were improvising as they were reading the script.
Oh,
yeah. So like their characterizations were completely improvised. Yeah, so it was super fun to watch. The crowd really enjoyed it too. It seems like that they were really feeling it.
Yeah.
Okay,
there was
we'll
one
go
particular
to that
person. There was one particular like,
that was laughing
person that
wildly.
Was like,
I was like, is this a bit or is this a real laugh?
Is this for sound bites? Like, it's funny, but are you high? Bitch, I should be high. I shouldn't even be asking that question. So, do you?
Yeah. It's funny, and I always love sort of just supporting your friends who are in the arts and sort of just going to shows like that, even though it's not like a full-on production with like props and costumes. Mm-hmm. It was a sketch read, but it was so funny, and it's so nice to be able to support people like that.
Yeah, it was refreshing, that's too, awesome. Because more recently I have been a hermit, aside from when I'm going out with my friends. I'm not really doing much, but, like, resting because work is tiring. And then I went to that show, and I was like, oh, you know what? Like, I should do more events like this, random comedy shows, random other shows, because it's enjoyable, you know?
It really is. You're partaking.
You're out there.
You're supporting.
Yeah.
Wait, so are you learning how to do something like this, Alvin?
Wow.
We're going to go to the next episode.
The script.
I know.
Yeah. I feel like I'm taking up a lot of the time here, but
no.
We're our guests. Yes. Take up all the time you need.
Yeah, it's okay.
So I am taking sketch comedy classes. I'm writing a few sketches, which will be performed at a KML show.
Yeah.
I forget the date, though, but I will in my
Yeah. Let us know.
This is Elvin's plug. You know how whenever a guest comes onto a podcast, they have to plug something? Yes. Elvin's plugging his improv career.
And KML is killing my lobster.
Killing my lobster, but there we go. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, the lobster comes up in a lot of comedy stuff, and I'm trying to figure out, so there was this, like, dark comedy that came out a few, maybe 2 years ago. It's about, it's the lobster or something. You know what I'm talking about.
Colin Farrell.
It's an indie dark comedy.
Oh, I love that.
And it's
movie.
This weird film about, like, finding your soulmate or you become an animal.
Oh, wait. Yes. I've heard about this.
It's something about lobster.
There is something
about
lobster.
It is just called lobster.
I think something like that. And then there's the David Foster Wallace book.
Which I read.
Yes.
He talks about sort of how inhumane it is to sort of kill lobster.
Yeah.
We burn them alive and they're sort of struggling in the pot. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, like, I think lobsters have somehow, like, made it into, and I'm sure that this improv comedy group is referencing lobsters in that. Like, they understand where that's coming from. So, so it's weirdly made itself into this comedy mascot, I feel.
I need to know the history behind that.
Well,
Well,
now it's like, envisioning, like, the literal process of killing someone's lobster, like, boiling them, and then the lobster, like, makes those noises and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm like, are those noises supposed to be, like, referential of, like, theater and, like, comedy in some way?
Oh, my God, maybe.
I can kind of see that. It's
We're
a reach,
really
but
reading into it, or it makes total sense.
Maybe.
It can go either way.
Yeah.
Interesting. Wow. We'll look into it. We'll look into it. We'll give you an essay on it next week.
Yeah.
Don't worry,
curiosity
everyone.
Will not kill these kitties.
Yeah. Sharon and Montez will bring back the answers in the next box. So you guys have to listen.
But
to
yes, look up KML. If you're in the Bay Area, support.
Yes. Super funny and very easy to get involved and become a funny sketch comedy person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because everyone who was on the sketch comedy show panel was hilarious. There was not one person I didn't laugh at.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's so scary to me to, like, be a performer. Like, I definitely get
performance anxiety.
Stage fright. All of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I don't. So applause to everyone who is out there living their best life.
That's bravery.
The best party I've ever thrown. One of my top five parties was an improv party.
That was fun.
It was five people. Uh-huh. We played improv games. And between each game, we would just dance to a song that we picked on YouTube and take shots. And it was so funny. I almost cried. Like, I think I almost peed myself that night.
You hosted this party.
I hosted it right in this apartment.
How did you even think about that?
So it was me and my friend, and we both loved improv comedy. We bonded really hard over our love of improv comedy games. And I have a ton of friends who've taken, like, a basic acting class.
With the same professor.
It's this weird.
This is back in college.
Okay. So we all kind of have this background of, like, improv comedy. We know the rules. We know how to play it and just how to, you know, yes and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And so I just picked, like, Montez has done that. You know, I did that. My friend did that, obviously. And then he had another friend visiting. So it turns out that four of us were pretty good at improv.
Yeah.
Pretty good is to say a lot, but we knew improv.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are pretty good.
Yeah.
We're decent.
You
know,
we're
not
the
to our own.
Yeah,
parents,
no, we
but
you tap in. It's so, oh my God, this inspired me.
Can
I'm going to throw another one.
Here?
Yes.
No, for sure.
I'm going to throw another one. You know what? This is so inspirational, everyone.
Yeah.
It's summertime. I haven't thrown a party in a while. The last party I threw
was the Valentine's Day.
And I don't remember it, so this
successful
time,
party.
Too long ago.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to throw an improv party. That's my catching up, everyone.
Oh, my God.
Stay tuned. Yes. Wow.
Okay.
How exciting.
My quick catching up is I went back to Chicago for my sister's high school graduation this past weekend, and it was Father's Day weekend, so I got to see my family, which was super nice, and my sister is low-key, like, my idol, even though she's younger than me.
Does your sister listen to this podcast?
No, but I should put her on. I'm actually like, wait, what is she going to think about all the things I have to say? But I would say these things to her face. And she's probably heard me say them in some iteration. So, wow, yeah. I'll just send her the clip of me shouting her out.
Congrats.
Yes, congratulations to my little sis.
Yes.
She's starting college this fall, so I'm super excited for her.
Uh-huh. Where is she going?
She's going to go to an HBCU in Texas.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Nice. So she is, you know, doing the damn thing, and I'm excited to visit her and maybe get an invitation to her homecoming. Hopefully I won't be too old and embarrassed about being at a college homecoming. We'll see.
Yikes. Yikes.
Yeah. I'll probably skip that to save her the embarrassment. but maybe I just want to do it for my personal fulfillment. We'll see.
We'll see.
Yeah. We'll see.
And okay, let's take a quick break and then we're going to come back with a even quicker segment on some pop culture news that we've been thinking about this week.
It wouldn't be All My Friends or Thoughts if we didn't throw some of our favorite celebrities and celebrity gossip topics in your faces and ears. So yes, stay tuned.
Hot takes.
Stay tuned.
Hot takes.
We're gonna bring them. We're gonna bring them hard. Bring them to the yard. Bring all the boys to the yard with milkshakes. But we're not talking about Khalees.
No. Mm-mm. Although she was in Ocean's 8.
It was Bossy, right?
Bossy.
I'm a rich I'm a chick that raises sticks.
Oh, you should switch to get my knowledge of this song.
Khalees was in Ocean's 8.
This is a perfect lead-in because Montez and I watched Ocean's 8 yesterday. Alvin, do you know what Ocean's 8 is?
I don't. Just kidding. I do know what Ocean's 8 is.
Alvin,
it's like the most marketable movie.
Like, be honest,
I will leave now. I do know what it is, but I did not see it.
Okay.
But I do have my thoughts.
Did you watch Ocean's 11?
I watched Ocean's 11, 12, and 13.
Okay. Yeah. Ocean's 11 was my favorite movie.
Did it go
movie
to 13? Was there a 14?
Yeah, it did.
Okay.
There was three. Yeah. There was three.
Okay, I'm an Ocean's noob. I didn't see any of them. This was my first Ocean's
movie. But you watched Ocean's 8. Oh, that's interesting.
And it's actually, these are actually a remake of a Frank Sinatra film.
What was that Ocean's like?
I don't even know what the original 20. Title was. But I do know that Ocean's 11 was a reboot of a Frank Sinatra, like, Rat Pack film that was about a heist in Las Vegas.
What?
Yeah, so it's deep. This is a remake of a remake.
Damn, I really gotta go back and do my Ocean's.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I wanna hear what you guys think about Ocean's 8.
Without spoilers?
I would not watch it.
Oh, okay. Do you think we should care about them, like, our listeners and spoilers?
No. Do we ever care about spoilers?
It's my podcast. I'm going to talk about what I want.
Exactly.
You guys should skip this portion if you guys have not seen it.
Right.
Okay, so I actually really, really enjoyed it. I actually watched, so I looked through some reviews today. This is my, like, this is my MO after any movie. I'll read the reviews. Mm-hmm. I only really care about maybe 5 outlets.
Mm-hmm.
And even within that, I have critics that I like.
Who's your favorite? I actually want to hear.
So I actually love A.O. Scott from New York Times. I think he has really, really good takes. There's another New York Times writer whose mind, it's like Marjois or something. It's like, do you know who I'm talking about?
No.
She's a New York Times critic.
If that sounds familiar. Yeah.
Yeah. So I like her. Sorry. I'll get the name and I'll say it. But yeah, so I really like those. But I mean, there's other people whose opinions I'll take into account. Mm-hmm. But I read them and I was like, and for Ocean's 8, I had to make sure that a woman was reviewing it because I could see how a straight guy probably wouldn't understand some of, you know, the
nuances of the film.
Yeah, it was basically, like, my way of describing it is it was the Sex and the City of heist films. And that's all I wanted. Like, it was fun.
Yes.
The people were really well-dressed. They were all, like, living their best life. Obviously had hella dough because they were fucking thieves. And, like, they're just dropping it on jewelry, clothes, and dope apartments. I was like, this is all I want. Like,
and food. And I'm like, this is what I was spending. This is all the things I was spending money on myself.
Yeah.
So, relatable.
And I liked all of the actresses. They all did a good job. People said that the directing was subpar.
In retrospect, now that I think about it, I'm like, some of the actresses, I think, were holding back, or it looked like they were holding back, or they could have done more.
They didn't get enough screen time.
They didn't get enough screen
time. It's hard to do an ensemble film.
Yeah.
And I bet that they were thinking, like, oh, Rihanna's is not an actress, so we don't want to give her too many lines just in case she's actually bad at acting. But Rihanna's actually
pretty
good.
She was amazing.
Yeah. Oh, Rihanna's good at acting, and she ended up being underused. And so I think that they did a lot of things to protect themselves. But, I mean, everyone did a really good job, and, like, they were underutilized, I think.
For sure.
Yeah. What did you think?
I think that it was a lot funnier than I was anticipating. Mm-hmm. Because I didn't know that any of the Ocean's movies previously, if they were like dramas or like comedies, like what genre of movie they really fell into. But I heard that Ocean's 8 was a comedy, so I was excited. And knowing that Rihanna was in it,
of course,
that made me instantly want to go see it. And I saw it. Her parts, some of the most funny parts to me. Mm-hmm. Sarah Paulson, hilarious.
I didn't know who that was.
Yes, from American Horror Story. She's so. She's a white woman actress who I will stand by. She is so convincing to me in all of her roles. But
she
maybe
was really good in that role. Mm-hmm. I think. Yeah.
I also think that she maybe is typecasted, or her personality just fits into a lot of the roles that she plays too. So maybe that's part of it also. But whatever, I enjoyed her. I also really enjoyed, what's her name from The Princess Diaries?
Anne Hathaway.
Anne Hathaway. She was hilarious.
She's so good. She was so good.
And usually she can go either way for me, and she definitely won. And fucking Awkwafina.
Awkwafina, she was so good.
Mm-hmm. I don't know who that is. I saw her name listed and I just looked her up. Mm-hmm. But how do you guys know? Did you guys know her before?
Well, she's like social media famous.
Oh, she's okay. Mm-hmm.
She's like a part of this like Korean rap group that has like Rex, Dizzy, Dumbfounded, Awkwafina. Like they're all in this one documentary about Asian rappers. She's she's always lumped together with them because they're just Asian rappers. I think I think that they get lumped together a lot, and that's how I knew about her. Mm-hmm. But I mean, they're like that group can be problematic because you know, it's just hard when hip hop and Asian people mix sometimes.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You all know what I'm talking about.
We know. Yeah. So, that can be a longer conversation for later.
Yeah, so I think that she is she was super good in that film. Like,
probably actually the funniest, if not Rihanna, then Awkwafina.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Interesting, because they're not actresses.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. But they're so good. I loved it. Yeah. And I thought that there was like the audience. Like there's definitely moments in there that's meant to make you clap and like just feel a lot of emotion. I mean, obviously, Ocean's 11 was directed by Steven Soderbergh. Like that's a really fucking good director. Like it's hard to top that with such a good director. So I get why people are saying like, oh, well, this was made lackluster because Gary Ross or whatever the fuck directed this. And I don't know. I kind of get it. But I think it was still perfectly serviceable and very entertaining.
I thought it was very entertaining. And I think I really just more so enjoyed the lack of male dialogue in the movie. Mm-hmm. There weren't many men talking very much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if they were, their side characters, or they weren't really pivotal to the story of the movie, which I really enjoyed. Just having it being woman dominated, having some women of color in the film.
Yes, agreed.
I'm like, y'all are hitting some check boxes. I see what y'all are doing here.
Yeah. And in an organic way.
And it kind of worked. Yeah. It worked for me. I was like, okay, I enjoyed this. 7 out of 10, 8 out of 10, I would recommend.
Yes.
Okay. Not a 10 out of 10.
Watch it. Well, you probably won't, but you have thoughts on it.
I might now that I've heard your thoughts about it, yeah. I had read somewhere. Here's me giving my thought without even watching the movies, as as presumptuous as it can be. but it's I had heard that this movie is not made. Hold on, let me sort of reclaim my thoughts. It's more of a movie that's marketable, but it's not a movie to be seen. Does that make sense?
That does make sense.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. That's made because we know that it can be marketed very well to the masses.
Yeah. Just to check some boxes.
Exactly.
Yeah. But it's not a movie that people don't expect people to actually see it and sort of think it's good. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
But now knowing that you guys actually do enjoy the movie, I would be very keen
on
watching
it. Well, the plot isn't like astounding or anything like that. It's a heist movie, so how groundbreaking is it really going to be unless there's some deeper social political content in there, which
thoroughly entertaining though.
Okay.
Very entertaining.
I just want to be entertained when I watch a movie. And I love movies where it's like they're very spoiled. They have good clothes, good food, and good location.
Aesthetically pleasing.
That's what I need. Yeah, that's what I want. That's all I need. So I would be actually excited to watch it.
Yes.
Do it.
And I do love Kate Blanchett. She's my favorite.
She's super good. She's super good in that film, actually.
And her outfits in the film.
So good.
I want to see those outfits.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pivot transition to pop culture music. because so much great music has been released recently. You know, the Carters dropped Everything Is Love.
Wait, time out.
Time out.
Okay, the Carters dropped the album. It's not Beyonce's album.
No, it's Beyonce and Jay-Z. Yes.
Together, the Carter.
It was a Beyonce album. And I thought it was featuring Jay-Z in just that one song. It's the whole album is them both in it.
His past 2 years of living and his career could be thought of as Beyonce featuring Jay-Z.
Beyonce sidekick. Yeah.
But I think...
So he's in every song.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Unfortunately.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Is it just him rapping and then her singing every song?
Okay, she's kind of rapping.
She's rapping a lot too.
Okay, so here's... Mm-hmm. So, like, this album is, like, the Carters. And it's, like, a testament to their love and to them overcoming the obstacles. Okay. They're in the Louvre now. Yeah. They're the boss. Oh. Summertime. What is love? Is it black love? Is it love?
I actually can't even remember it now. I have to go to iTunes.
I don't know. They're just talking about how they won, basically.
Okay. Yeah.
And I can respect it. Like, I get it. It makes sense in, like, the arc of their life and stuff.
Sure. Yeah.
But it's just...
I want to hear it.
It's not Lemonade. I'm going to say that.
Okay, but I will say... Okay, I love
Love, Happy, and Black Effect.
Okay. There we go. Love, Happy, Black Effect. I think that... It's hard because I think Beyonce is in the prime of her career. Like, every single thing she does, I think, is very interesting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the way that she experiments with her voice and music and dancing and performance is super, super, super cool. I'm thinking of Kendrick Lamar. Like, every single album he releases, you're excited about. And you kind of just want to see how he's taking his voice.
Yeah.
But Beyonce isn't problematic like Kendrick Lamar is. So it's even better. She's a black woman. Mm-hmm. But I do think that... It's hard because she's at the prime of her career and Jay-Z very obviously is no longer there.
She's trying to pull him up after put him in his place as he needed to be put in.
Yeah. Now she's dragging his ass along.
Don't be forcing people to see him on tour with you when they don't want to. Don't be forcing them to listen to him rap next to you on tracks when they don't want to. Like, leave your husband at home, sis. We don't want him.
This is so interesting. Yeah.
But I think them collaborating made her push her voice in that way. Like, because she's rapping a lot more on this album. Okay. And I think that that is probably influenced by being with Jay-Z and in the studio with him. But
it sounds more experimental for her.
And I'm kind of into it. I don't know.
Yeah,
so,
no, I like I that she's trying something new. Okay. I don't think that it compares to her past work, but... That's probably the case for a majority of the artists currently. Like, I don't think Nicki's current work compares to her past work.
Okay, wait, but I love Bed.
Okay. Bed, transition, is a bop. But I feel like it's mostly a bop because of Ariana Grande.
Like, that's a hot take.
It's a hot take. I like what Nicki... I like her verses on it and stuff, but... Okay, Bed... Rich Sex, Chun-Li, Barbie Tings, all the verses that she's had for singles for this upcoming album, Queen, that's supposed to be released in August. I guess supposed to allude to her being the queen of rap. Because you know there are a lot of new up-and-coming little raptresses trying to take her spot.
Yeah.
Trying to be Barbie, so she says.
Queen Barbie.
And I think that the album should be her showcasing her, like, superior rap abilities. And from the singles that have been released thus far, I feel like she hasn't been doing that.
Ooh.
But I feel like they're all still bops. Like, I would still listen to all of those songs. Twerk in the Club, Get My Life in the Shower, all of it. So while I'm more critical of her music that's coming out not being as great as her old shit, she's still putting out stuff that's better than a lot of what the new... up-and-coming rappers are doing, so, you know, I guess she's still a queen.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. Yeah, I think there's a lot of new rappers coming out that are really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell my friends this, objectively speaking, Nicki is better. She's a better rapper. Her songs might not be as good but she's still a really good rapper.
She's still better than your fave, at her worst.
Yeah, so... I'm not going to call out any specific artists specifically, but yeah, even like Chun-Li shits on a lot of the current pop and singles from newer artists.
Mm-hmm. So I agree. And she probably gets the best features. Like, I feel like Nicki Minaj.
This Ari feature.
Exactly. Boom. She has Ariana Grande. She has Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne on Rich Sex. Yeah. That she's, song had I bet an iffy message.
What was it about?
So people are confused. Okay, the controversy for Rich Sex has been... Have you heard about this
I
too?
I have, yeah.
I haven't heard about
this. On Twitter.
This.
Yeah.
What? So, damn, I'm not with the Nicki fans. Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm, you need to follow the Nicki stans. So basically, there's this line, or I think it's one of the hooks in Rich Sex, where she's like... there's no such thing as broke and handsome, and like saying if like a guy doesn't have enough money, like, girl, why are you fucking him, basically. Ooh. And she also did an interview where she said that she hasn't had sex in like in a while. She's celibate, so a lot of people think that she's like slut shaming, or basically saying that women who have sex with men who aren't buying them things are having like wasteless sex. Like, what's the point? Like, level up. Mm-hmm. And I get that critique from people and them getting that, I guess, opinion from her, even though I don't think that's what she meant. You know,
like, she's being misconstrued.
I feel like she's being misconstrued. I don't think she's like trying to say that you can't have sex with someone who doesn't have money. I think she's just saying you better like him, because what else are you doing that shit for? Or not like him, you better like the dick, want the sex, want something, get something. What are you going to gain from it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's what she's saying at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I respect that message. Mm-hmm. I haven't read anything, so I don't know. But I have heard about it via third parties. I haven't seen the actual interview myself. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. At this point, Nicki Minaj, I feel like I'm just like, you're talented, and that they can't take that away from you, ho. Like,
you're the queen of rap.
She's really made a career for herself.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's like, I didn't win 6 of those awards in a row.
Mm-mm.
To be treated like this. And, you know, I feel her. I feel her.
I love her. I will say that I love her forever.
I will. Forever. I love her. Yeah. Even when she gagged us with that "I'm dating Eminem"
stunt. My God.
That was clearly fake.
It was clearly a stunt.
Oh, I believed it. I don't know why.
I was still like, I don't believe this. But even if she is, like, I still love her.
She can date whoever she wants.
Like how I love Beyonce and she's with Jay-Z's goofy ass.
That's true too. Mm-hmm. That's true too. We can't have double standards like that.
Granted, Jay-Z is like doing good things for the community and stuff. I don't know what Eminem is doing, but
I don't know either.
Still, Nicki, she shines. No man needed in the picture. Yes. Meek Mill included. Drake included.
100%. Oh, that's another topic. Drake. Another time.
Yes.
My fave. My other fave. I mean, I have other faves, but Drake is really high up there. Okay, but that is all the time we have for pop culture today, everyone. When we come back, a thought topic.
Our thought takes.
On modern dating.
Ooh.
Who dates anymore? What do you mean? Modern dating. Tote bags. Yeah. You can get tote bags.
I know. We just, it's like Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, except we're thought guys. I'm going to finish that.
Where are you going with this, Jerry?
Okay, we were just talking about it, okay, during our break.
But
moving on. Modern dating.
Okay.
Thoughts in modern dating.
Why do we call it, why do we have to qualify with modern dating? What is...
But that's a good question.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't want to be the one to bring that up, because I'm the one that put modern in front of dating to begin with. So it would be kind of annoying to be like, why do I decide? Well, I think it's kind of a jab at the generations before us, who would always sort of romanticize the way that dating used to be. You know, like, you would meet your partner at the bar, or church, or the grocery store, or the bowling alley randomly. Like, all these random run-ins with someone who eventually becomes your, like, life partner, or someone you thought was going to be your life partner.
So it's all constrained by location, too.
That's all concerned by location, all concerned with access, who you know, where you go.
Yeah, that's so true. Your social circle. Modern dating, I think, has really opened up as... And okay, so a lot of this is, I'm getting from Modern Love, which is Aziz Ansari's book. Mm-hmm. I know Aziz Ansari's is a fraught topic these mm-hmm. days, but I did read his book, and mm-hmm. a lot of it is about how... And the past dating was everything that Montez talked about. And now dating has really changed because of, you know, online dating platforms. And this, like, new phenomenon mm-hmm. of not settling and, like, ghosting, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. the way that we treat each other is in some ways, like, very different from how dating was conventionally seen. Mm-hmm. Like, now it's super normal for people to have situationships.
Yeah.
Or, you know, for, like, you to, like, be dating someone and then you're... And I think as, like... As women especially have become mm-hmm. more liberated, mm-hmm. I think, in their, like, sexuality or more, like, confident about talking about it in mm-hmm. mainstream
yes.
platforms, like, they, now they're like, oh, I'm just here for the day. Like, what am I, like, they give me nauseous. Like,
what are you going to gain from it?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And, like, it's so much more transparent than it was before when it was like, I have to be, like, a good girl and, like, I need to get married at whatever age mm-hmm. and, like, whatever.
I need
whatever.
To behave so I can find a husband.
Yeah.
No.
I love exactly. how we're tying it back to our last topic.
Yes, yeah. yes. So, like, mm-hmm. and I mean, I love pop culture because I think it is a way to tap into, like, the cultural things that are happening. It's popular yeah. for
literally.
A reason.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. So it's, like, these female empowerment anthems are all about, like, yeah.
The,
like,
time that we're in.
Exactly. Yes. So it's modern dating because I think so much has changed in how we talk about, how we view it. And I think that, like, there's so much more of a platform for, like, queerness and mainstream culture mm-hmm. that it, I think it changes everything. Like, monogamy is dead in
yeah,
some ways.
For a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We, like, date multiple people. We're not nice to the people we date all the time.
No. You don't have to just take something from a partner because you think that you need to be subservient or agreeable to keep them. It's not about keeping them. It's really about what... It's best for you
yeah,
in
exactly.
the situation that you're in.
Exactly.
If it's that person and whatever feeling they're giving you, cool. If it's not, who's next?
Mm-hmm. I love
and that's
that.
What it really has come
on,
to.
I'm going to go on Tinder yeah. or Grindr or Bumble or mm-hmm. whatever app and find someone within a mile of me who will match me in a second. You
exactly.
know? There's
yeah.
always someone that you can
Someone
find.
Else can give me instant gratification. So if you're not giving it to me, then where else am I going to get
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
And that's what it is now. Mm-hmm.
I'm
that's
also
why.
Snapping now. That's snapping if this
yes.
is going to pick it up. Yeah.
Yes. That's,
Thank you.
That's
yeah.
the modern twist.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, in my opinion, a pro and has some cons.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sure, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, you know, it's Pride Month. Woo! Shout out to the queers.
Mm-hmm.
All queers. Umbrella term. Research it if you don't know what it means. Because, especially in queer culture, I feel like, Alvin, you can tell me your experiences with this.
Mm-hmm.
It is particularly difficult to find someone to, like, quote unquote, settle down with, or, like, establish mm. even a basic relationship to even mm. get to the point of having a relationship with someone
mm-hmm.
in the gay community when you're trying to date in this modern world, because there's, at least being in the Bay Area, having San Francisco and Oakland and Berkeley right here, there's so many gays up here and queers that if you don't like someone or you do like someone and then it doesn't go the exact way you want it to, there are so many other fish in this big ass sea, you know?
The big ass sea.
The
is
big
true.
Ass sea.
Mm-hmm.
So you can.
It's easy to just love them and leave them.
It's easy to ghost. It's easy
mm-hmm.
to detach
mm-hmm.
yourself from a situation or from a person that you may have felt some type of way about before, and then maybe you ran into some type of roadblock or something you thought could have been a deal breaker for you.
Yeah.
And in past dating, maybe not modern dating, you would have potentially try to work through that.
Yeah.
And now you just let them go. There's
yeah.
someone else that you can find.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which is great because don't settle, but also, like, people can grow also.
Yeah.
So
like
if there's something that's fixable.
There's less incentive to build it.
Mm-hmm. If there's something
you know.
That can be built off on,
mm-hmm.
Something that you can work through together to bring you to a better point together.
Just
why
so
not do that
like
instead
it.
Of just
yeah.
letting
yeah.
them go and going on to the
yeah.
next, starting from the bottom to potentially end up in the same place of nothing?
Yeah.
That's a lot of investment.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Wow, I love that. That was a lot to take in, and I love it. I love every moment of it, and I agree with you.
My whole ass.
I know.
Oh my God,
I completely agree.
I don't even know how to sort of what to say after that. But I
You're like
yeah.
it's marinating. I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Gathering my thoughts.
But,
my thoughts.
No, I do agree. I think past dating and modern dating have are look very different, right? Our parents or their generation is when they go on dates, it's very different than how we go on dates,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like for me, it's always, I don't know if this is true for everybody now and if it's different than what it was like in the past, but for mm-hmm. me, it's always sex first before anything else.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh my
yeah,
God,
yeah.
What if you get emotionally invested and then they have bad, what
I know,
if they're bad
yeah.
at bed? Oh,
yeah, that's the worst. That's
I'd
the
be
worst
shook.
Thing happened. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And what the fuck?
That would be unfortunate.
I'm thinking about it right now and it's a bad situation. Oh.
Yeah.
It's like heartbreak, but it happens in a more like quick timeline.
Yeah, exactly.
And like, but here's the thing too, you can even choose then, like, are you gonna train someone? Are you
exactly,
gonna make it work?
Exactly.
Are you gonna be like, dude, right?
Yeah.
Like,
there's too much good
too
dick
late.
Out here for me
it's
to settle for this.
Yeah. At our age, if you're not good at sex, then I can't train you anymore. it's done.
Exactly. Yeah. I support it. I agree. Like, I have a friend who's actually in that same position, and it's like, honestly,
how long are you gonna wait to train?
Yeah.
That's too much. Like, I need that. That's a crucial part. And especially if you like sex, you want to have it a lot. Like,
mm-hmm.
oh, ooh.
Yeah. Mm. And I love sex. So the person I'm dating has to love it too.
Yeah. Yes. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
I think that's so big. Having similar sex drives. Because if it's not the same,
yeah,
it's horrible.
Ooh. Yes.
Montez, you have thoughts about this?
Well, mainly because I'm just thinking about people that I know who were in a relationship. I'm gonna not put people's exact business out there because I'm gonna be speaking very vaguely. In a relationship, and one person's sex drive was a lot higher than the other. So that left room for them to consider other options for their relationship instead of breaking up. So another good twist of modern dating, aside from like having options, is that you can also consider options as a couple.
Oh,
like opening it up.
Like opening it
like
up.
Thrinder.
Yes.
Thrinder. It's
what?
What
Thrinder?
It?
What?
It's Tinder for threesomes.
No, that does not
I'm
exist.
I'm serious.
Is there an app for that?
I'm serious. Yes.
It's called Thrinder.
It's Thrinder.
Wow.
That's the name.
I'm gagged.
Did Tinder start this or they just
I
sort
don't
of.
Oh, no. I heard about it.
Let me find out.
This can't be real.
I mean, couples
totally
are already
real.
Doing that on
yeah.
Tinder.
Oh, no,
exactly.
Yeah.
It's such a thing. Oh my God.
Okay.
I'm going to look it up.
Well, I'm going to download that app Thursday.
I'm like, do you
I
have
mean,
to be
I
in
just to get a couple?
Exactly.
Obviously, you need a third person to match with, so
yeah.
you definitely
they have a singles
have
portion.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm sure.
It matches everybody's single.
No, this is what I'm looking for. I just got to know that you're freaky, too. You know?
Yeah.
These are the baseline
I don't even think threesomes are that freaky, honestly. Is that really?
No, not to me.
I don't
no.
think so.
No.
Let's talk about our threesome experience.
Is that
where this is going?
Wait. yes.
I'm kidding.
Pivots. Yes. Going
okay.
from modern dating into... yes. Let's do it.
Wait, no. I want to talk about ghosting. I think that's really interesting.
True.
Because threesomes
have
to be a
means.
Whole other thing.
A side effect.
You don't know what goes... Oh, my
it's,
God.
It's, wait,
Alvin,
let
are you
guess.
In this century?
It's 27.
Yeah,
like, I'm
I feel
old.
Like I'm not getting a lot of
Nuh-uh,
these
that is not an excuse.
It's like when someone
Nuh-uh.
Sort of is talking to you and then all of a sudden stops talking to you.
Yes.
Yeah, that's ghosting. Okay,
yes.
then I
know
what ghosting means.
Of course,
context
of course.
Clues.
Okay,
I know
okay.
30-year-old who ghost. Oh, my God. People are so rude these days.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone ghosts mm-hmm. everyone. Okay, but anyways, have you ever ghosted someone?
Yes. I'm guilty. Guilty as charged. So... Should I be giving, like, the circumstances that would make me or that made me ghost people?
Yeah.
How should I elaborate on this? Okay.
As specific as you want, Montez.
As specific as you want.
So, the last person I ghosted...
Oh, it's happened multiple times. I'm already ready.
Okay, it happens multiple times for me because... I'm just a hoe. So there are enough people for me to be talking to at a time.
This is when we say thought lifestyle, this is what
this
I
is
mean
it.
By
yeah,
liberated
okay.
thought.
I'm just like,
you just have to own it, man.
You just have to own it. I'm a thought that talks to other thoughts. I'm like, y'all are thoughts too because y'all don't just be talking to me. And that's why I'm talking to other people. That's the thing. I'm not about to be just talking to one person and have under the guise of us just talking to
diversify
each other.
Diversify your portfolio.
When it's very clear that I'm not your one and only, you're not my one and only, there was no DT BTR. We didn't define the relationship.
No.
Of course, I'm going to, you know, keep my options open.
Yes.
And
yes.
If one of those options is someone who, you know, has served subpar D more than once, then they have to be ghosted, even if they're eager to see you again because they enjoyed it, you know?
Yeah.
That's been an example. Another is when someone ghosted me first, and then I revenge ghosted. Like, oh,
yes.
I hit you ghosted. Up, you hit me back after what, like 3 months? And okay, yeah, we'll hang out again, make you think that it's cute and that it's cool. And after you think there's some stability, consistency between us, I'm gonna do you the way you did me, bitch. Oh, an eye God. For an eye.
Revenge ghosting is right.
An eye for an eye may leave the whole world blind, but hey.
Oh my God.
I love it. That's me.
My other senses are heightened.
I
okay.
What? Oh my God. I love this.
I mean, revenge ghosting is not something I'm proud of, but it has happened.
You know what? These hoes don't deserve it. No. I 100% agree. I would revenge ghost someone. Actually, one of my greatest fears is being ghosted. Honestly, okay. If I'm invested in them, I'm scared of being ghosted. Like, basically, if I'm like, oh, this is cute, whatever. Like, but if I just know this fear is what haunts me. Like, is a rainy cloud over my head. If I'm dating someone. And the thought that they could just stop texting me and there's no consequences, nothing. Mm-hmm. And that is an actual thing that happens. Like, we don't have social norms or conventions that say that that's like not okay.
Yeah.
So like that kind of freaks me out. But that's like one of my biggest fears, which is why. Yeah. And like, I know a lot of people who won't ghost people because they don't want bad karma because they don't want to be ghosted back. I honestly don't believe that because I've ghosted people and like, whatever.
You're like, I'm doing pretty fine.
Yeah. Okay. Like, if older men try and talk to me, ghosted. 100%. Yeah. That's not even ghosting, I think. It's just me not engaging.
Ignore.
Yeah. And then, like, sometimes I'll talk to people. I think I've definitely... I usually respond back, but I can deflect. Like, they'll ask me to hang out, and I'll just, like respond.
So, like, how was work this week?
Yeah, like I just won't respond, or I'll like read it and then I won't really get there. And then maybe I'll say something like 2 months later and be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry I didn't see this, but like,
yeah.
But that's still kind of, it's the same thing. So
it's just elongated ghosting at that point.
It's a more like, I want to feel better about myself, but I'm an asshole.
I'll let them down like, easy type of ghosting. Mm-hmm. Not a just drop you ghosting, which is the most common.
But that is probably. Epidemic in modern dating.
Yeah. You know what? I will be honest with you guys. Now that you guys sort of gave me examples of ghostings in your lives, it confused me even more. Because I had thought ghosting is when you are in a relationship with someone, you just like, you break up with them without speaking with them. You just like stop texting them back.
No.
So you're talking about anybody that's like trying to hook up with you. Mm-hmm.
In general, ghosting is just stop not texting.
Well, on apps, you have to ghost because you can't respond to everybody.
Yeah, I'm not thinking of like the random 59-year-old white man who's trying to hit you up
and
every
you don't respond
week,
to that.
And then you're like, hey, once, and then they get excited and keep texting you or messaging you and then you don't respond. No, that's not ghosting.
So if you hooked up with them once and you stop responding to them, that's
like,
not ghosting. Because I like to just have sex with one person and that's it.
Oh, no. I'm not going to say I'm a huge one-night stand type of person. My history would say that I am. But that doesn't... the trends would say that. But that doesn't mean that that's what I'm trying to do. If you're, you know, if you're worth a second round and, like, worth the investment, then, like, we can go multiple rounds and sessions and... You wouldn't have to be ghosted. But if I hooked up with you once and I don't talk to you again, I don't necessarily think that that's ghosting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's someone that I think you have, like, you've talked to for a little bit. Maybe
there's some
like,
type of investment.
You've texted.
Some connection.
Just a little bit, though.
So it's not just a one night stand.
No.
Because then I would say I've ghosted every.
I'm like, you can't just be out here giving everybody attention who gives you attention. Because who has the energy for that?
So true. It's like someone who's maybe courting you, I think, is like a good way of putting it.
Yeah.
Like you're responding at first. But then you've decided you're not into it. And then instead of doing what is probably like a respectful thing and saying like, hey, I'm sorry, I'm just not interested. Mm-hmm. You just stop responding.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like, I think, ghosting. And I'm,
I've learned so much today. To be honest, I'm like, I'm gonna think about this on my ride.
Yes. This is what we want to do. Yeah. You know, get the people thinking, get the thoughts swirling and twirling and marinating. Oh my
God. Alvin, you're welcome back anytime. You've been an amazing guest. I'm so happy that you are our first one.
Me too. Yay.
Thank you for having me. Yeah. It's my pleasure.
Oh my gosh. We're happy you were able to join us.
Yes, come back again soon. Mm-hmm. Do you have anything you want to plug? Any shout outs?
Yes.
No. What do you guys usually plug? Do you guys plug anything?
Nothing. We plug nothing.
Do we? I'm like, do we even plug anything but ourselves? Say?
Oh, I just plug other things I'm listening to. Like recommendations
True.
Oh, wait. Can I plug my Twitter?
Yes! Go ahead. Yes!
My Twitter account. I expect a lot, like an influx of followers after
this
podcast.
I'm going to link it.
I'm just kidding. It's at... The at sign.
Yes.
Is that sort of, okay, that's
yes.
Everybody's
standard.
That's standard. They're going to be Alvin Seeley.
Yay. Yeah. And no underscores, nothing. One word.
No, just Alvin Seeley. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
That's my
Yay.
Twitter.
And the C is like the letter C, not S-E-E.
No.
Okay.
It's the letter C. Just yeah.
I'm going to find it. I'm going to link it. Don't worry, everyone.
Yeah. And that's it. Yeah. So follow me.
We'll both follow you.
I'm literally doing it right now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just retweet things, but I don't have a lot of original thoughts. But
Yeah.
I think I would do that too, honestly. That's like Tumblr. That's like my version of it.
Yeah. Oh, TBT to Tumblr. I used to love Tumblr in high school. I do use Twitter kind of like Tumblr now.
Yeah, I think it's the new Tumblr.
It is.
I used to be tweeting a lot of thoughts in high school, mostly like live tweets of TV shows.
I love it when people live tweet things.
Now it's just retweeting Jabuki and like Age of On and shit.
Yeah.
So, which is also Twitter time well spent.
Okay, everyone. Thank you all for listening. If you have any thoughts on modern dating, there's so much to cover. Honestly, this is like a 5-part topic.
I know. We didn't even cover everything. Mm-hmm. There's so many more thoughts.
Mm-hmm. So many more thoughts. We'll go more in depth next time. Mm-hmm. But if you have any questions, any comments, if you want to become a part of the conversation, email us, tweet us.
DM us.
We don't even have an Instagram.
Oh, well, I direct message on Twitter is what it's called, too.
Oh, yes.
So you can DM us on Twitter.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye, everyone. Have a good week.
We care for you. Have a safe, fun, celebratory Pride weekend.
Yes.
Yay.
Happy Pride.
Do everything I would do.
Don't throw hands, though. Don't be like
us. Oh, no, yeah. Don't fight nobody, though. You're not trying to get arrested. You know there be pigs at Pride.
Okay, bye.
Peace.